It is important that we do not allow the cuckoo bird in our lives. Not to be mistaken with the dodo bird. Now, if you have too many cuckoo birds in your life, you can turn out like the dodo bird, extinct. Let me tell you about the cuckoo bird. The cuckoo bird lays their eggs in disguise of the original parent's eggs. They have the ability to lay an egg that mimics the other eggs of the host. So they can put in not necessarily a robin's, but many, there's a multitude of eggs that they can lay an egg that will look similar and put it right in that nest when the mother has flown away to get some food. How about here? Can y'all see online? There are 3 original eggs and 1 cuckoo bird egg. It's real hard to see which one it is. The smaller one, the bottom right-hand corner, that's it. But what happens is that while the mother bird is away, the cuckoo bird flies in, lays an egg, flies away. Then when the mother comes back, she sees this, and she just starts caring for it and just accepts it. Well, what happens is, you see how this cuckoo bird just does fit into this nest of a smaller bird. The cuckoo bird is known to actually push out as the eggs hatch. And what happens is, often the cuckoo bird egg will hatch faster than the host bird's eggs. And so the cuckoo bird, it breaks open all out of the egg, out of the nest, and it's sitting in that nest. And then as the other birds hatch, it has a tendency to push them out of that nest. Until eventually, you have just the cuckoo bird sitting there. And if you know anything about a cuckoo bird, they have a voracious appetite. They grow so quickly, and they are so hungry all the time. They remind me of my son. My son, it could be 6 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock at night. Hungry. He just says one word, hungry. And we have to quit feeding him before he freaks out like a cuckoo bird. Well, I tell you what. If we're not careful, children, we can put a cuckoo bird of our own in our own nest. We can, if we're not careful, we can put things in our lives that push out the good things and leave only the bad things, the things that you can never, ever fulfill. So it's very, very important, children, that what do we make important? Is it important to have a whole lot of toys? Is it important to always be entertained? It isn't. We have to be very careful. And I also say this to me, myself, Johnny. As a parent, I am just as guilty as my children are, is that too many times I intentionally or allow a cuckoo bird to lay an egg in my nest. And before you know it, all the things that should be important have been pushed out. And I'm left with things that it doesn't matter how big a truck I own, how many toys I have, how many rifles I may own. It will never fill me with what it should be other than a relationship with Jesus. So children, I remind you, let us be guarded in who and what we let in our nest. We do not bring home that many that cause good things to be pushed out and bad things to take over our lives and our interests. Thank you.